Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of 28 Mil Trend. Because that's what Wakanda Forever brought in at the Thursday night box office.
Was that was very natural and not sweaty, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Perfect. Nailed it.
And it is good. That's a good number?
Yeah, that's a good number. The original Black Panther brought in, I think, 25 million.
And that's before times.
That was before times.
Yes. Wow. And we're in a pandemic and it did 28 mil on it. Okay.
I think it's going to do all right. I think this Wakanda Forever movie is going to do all right.
Now, what is it about it that you think people
what
are
is really, it about Wakanda
What is it about
Forever?
Wakanda Forever as a concept?
Miles, you are Miles and I am Jack. And
thank you for the reminder.
The world
is a vampire.
The world's in a bit of mooring.
Oh.
Mooring.
It's unmoored.
It's come unmoored for fans of prop comedy.
Yeah.
Because Gallagher, the mononymous.
Yeah. Or Gaia Hare. Gaia Hare, dead 76. I just know he's the guy who smashed the watermelons. And I just know his face. I'm not sure how he passed, but he was 76.
For some reason, I remember seeing like a clip of him being interviewed like a decade ago and thinking things didn't look good for him health wise. But yeah, I'll tell you what I do remember for sure with clarity.
Yes.
The early days of Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
This is before most your times, but it was the days of Craig Kilborn hosting The Daily Show, Rodney Dangerfield, 80s movies, and Gallagher comedy specials. It was just whatever they had the rights to.
And right.
Gallagher was in heavy rotation. That has to have been like such a massive thing for, I don't know how massive it was, because the specials weren't that good.
Right.
Or at least like didn't hold up that well.
It's so funny. I don't even know what the fuck this guy was about, but I'm just reading his Wikipedia page. There's a section that says scientific study. So in the 1980s, researchers at Loma Linda University used Gallagher's comedy to study laughter's effect on the body. taking blood samples from 10 medical students while they watched Gallagher in action. The researchers observed the subject's white blood cells increasing. The scientists said that laughing appeared to have boosted their immune systems.
I think he ended up as like a right-wing nut in his later years.
I mean, I would not be surprised. The other person that's trending because they passed away is Kevin Conroy, who is the voice actor who, for many of us know, was he voiced Batman in the animated series and then many of the subsequent releases and even some video games. He had like the most soothing Batman voice. I remember just when I used to watch I loved the animated series as a kid. That one, I'm like, oh, yep. Very familiar. Did you watch the animated series, Jack?
I didn't, man. No. I totally missed that shit.
I think that's like one of those things where like just a couple years between us is like the difference between you being like, I'm watching like Tarantino. And I'm like, and I'm watching Tarantino and cartoons.
I had friends who were watching it. Like that for some reason, I think, I had this bias against cartoons where I was just like,
it's for babies.
These are not as cool.
Oh.
Like, because I got exposed to like R-rated movie. Like Die Hard was my favorite movie when I was eight. Like too young to have seen that. And so like I just wanted to see people get killed with practical effects. All I cared about.
Right.
But I had like good friends like who are older than me who are really into the Batman cartoons.
Dude, your kids would fucking love it. I don't know if you're feeding them that propaganda yet, but fantastic. It's easy to watch even as an adult. I remember like in the early pandemic days, I was just streaming and being like, oh, take me away to this place.
That's why it is one that I'm looking forward to watching. It's one of those like classics that missed me but that I know I'm gonna appreciate, because I haven't seen a Batman that I didn't secretly like more than I should have. I just always like watching Batman shit. It's just fun.
I like the idea of all these kids like, oh man, wouldn't it be cool to be Batman? And you're like, what about you, Jack? You're like, I don't know, I just want to get fucking destroyed by a shark.
Yeah, and get shot like John McClane get all fucked up.
I want to step on a bunch of broken glass with my bare feet.
Yeah, I was a sick
fucking get through it. What?
Yeah. I had major, like, I remember having major diehard fantasies in fourth grade. Like, in the school that I was, the elementary school.
Right.
Just being like, oh man, if terrorists came and took over the school, and then I would, like, you know, save this girl. And then she'd like me.
Wow.
And I'd probably get shot, but it would be like cool and it would be slow motion and like it would be rad.
Dude, you're like the coolest incel ever, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I
had big incel.
Dude, if a terrorist came, I could demonstrate my mask credentials to this kid. Then she'll know.
All right. FTX is trending.
Dude, that is a
crypto exchange, I'm told.
Yeah.
And this is one of the biggies, right?
Where do the Miami Heat, where do they play at?
Oh, do they play at FTX?
Do a quick Google search. They play at the FTX Arena. Now, this is what we said even when crypto.com bought the naming rights to Staples. I said that shit is going to be Staples within a year. We'll be right back to Staples or whatever the fuck. This shit is not going to last. Crypto.com still exists. FTX Arena is fucking done. They've gone bankrupt. Their like wunderkind leader, CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, who we talked about as being like the Democrat crypto bro guy who was like giving money to certain races and then suddenly like went quiet.
Radio silent.
Which a lot of
people are saying, like, the fact that the Democrats couldn't fund like races down to the wire and had to like pick and choose really hurt them in a lot of places.
Yeah. And I think it was just also bad distribution of money too. Like a lot of people have been like, you shouldn't have even tried in Florida. All the gerrymandering and shit. Like what's even the fucking point when you can, again, like you're saying, there are these other ones that really could have used an injection of cash. But yeah, he said he was just shocked and he said, quote, really sorry again that we ended up here. Tweet about completely fucking destroying this like crypto exchange. And there's like a lot of other intrigue behind it, like with this other exchange, Binance, and like the head of that crypto exchange. Like there was this whole thing where they found out how all the money was tied up in his company. And when that was revealed, it was like in these other weird coin, like shitty coin projects. Like a competitor just dumped all those coins to see, like, oh, maybe they can handle this. They could not. And they had a liquidity problem and they teamed up with like another exchange, Binance. It was like this whole thing. I'm reading about it. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more in depth because it's completely a fuck up. Yeah, and it's just also
every time
vaporware.
This shit comes up, it's like, yeah, it turns out it's all a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, to the point about the Miami Heat Arena article from yesterday. The name of the home of the Miami Heat could change sooner than planned if FTX is unable to abide by a deal with Miami-Dade County to pay $135 million over 19 years. I have a guess on that one. I think they will not be paying.
Yeah. I mean, I also just want to play another thing just because it was foreshadowed in the Super Bowl.
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Oh, that is the FTX. Oh, my God.
Wow. Larry, oh, my God. You did it, buddy.
That's amazing.
You actually now look like a fucking sage, Larry David.
So it wholly like melted down, right? It's just like not.
They're bankrupt. They're done. They're cooked.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Just a mess.
Yeah. I think Tom Brady did a commercial too for FTX. I mean, it's just all love to see it. You love to see it. But man. Yeah, I mean, it sucks for investors because again, there's so like there's a fucking like global psyop being run on people to be like, yeah, man, check this shit out. Fucking pretty cool returns on this.
I do want to hear from our listeners. Are they getting tired of us being right about everything?
I do want to be right about crypto.com arena though.
Yeah, I think
I really want to be right about that. I hope it's just around the corner. And if it Miles really v, does Matt end up Damon. Being within a year, I'm gonna fucking I don't know, just gonna celebrate.
Yeah.
My own way.
Hey, we need something. You know?
Yeah, we do. We do.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
Yeah,
we and are. Student loan forgiveness is being stopped by a Republican judge.
Yep, in Texas, struck it down, saying, "I don't know about this. This seems not constitutional to me."
Yeah.
Which is really shitty because now they're having to stop accepting applications for debt relief. It kind of throws a lot of shit up in the air. You know, like what happens with. They were saying like they wanted to get this done before debt payments would like resume in January. What does it do with that? It seems like if they can, I don't know what the options are aside from maybe some kind of emergency stay from like an appeals court, or essentially that really this might just end up at the Supreme Court. But that could but this is a months long process, and it's like, so what is happening in the interim?
Yeah, I can tell you the optics aren't very good if they got a bunch of people to vote with the student loan forgiveness and then they were like, oh damn, the day after. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like it seemed like a thing obviously that can be done, but when you have people who are like weaponizing the legal system to try and stop shit like this, then it ends up the thing where now it's like, oh well, now it's in our fucked up courts where, you know, fucking Clarence Thomas is going to be like, no, don't help people. What the fuck are you talking about?
Won't you please think about the debt collectors?
Honestly, you know, think of, I mean, we already saw what happened to FTX. You know, we're in a really fragile state right now. It's not rock the boat with all this equitable bullshit.
Don't rock the boat. Rock the vote, children. Thank you.
Exactly. Rock the Vote presents Mud Honey. I think that was the thing in Black Sheep. When I think the loose line when he goes to the Rock the Vote thing, like Rock the Vote presents Mud Honey.
That was pretty good. That movie was ahead of its time. So we have some updates on election, the slow moving elections, nothing on local stuff, but in the Senate,
local to us,
Mark Kelly has defeated Blake Masters in Arizona. That's a Senate seat. It stays Democrat, right? They didn't flip that.
That was Mark Kelly's seat.
Yeah, yeah. And Carrie Lake is looking worse and worse in the governor's race. And she was like supposed to be, she was the big hope for MAGA world, right?
Yeah, because she's super polished. Because she is like a former TV like news person, which is what's really interesting. Whenever you see her like videoing into a news show, she has her lighting and bloom on the camera dialed in. Like she looks like a fascist Real Housewife.
Yeah.
Like doing like a like talking head segment from Real Housewives because it's the same glamour lighting. But she's like savvy because I'm like, wow, I never catch her slipping without that kind of lighting on. I'm like, well, good for you.
She looks like she would be cast as the president in a movie that was made during the Obama administration or something. Like, you know how they would always like have a progressive like woman being the president? Like she looks like she could be, she's just very like put together. And like that, I think is the appeal. It's like, but MAGA, what is that?
Yeah.
But she's a big election denier, which was not performing well anywhere. And people were hoping like her election was really close. They were like, she's going to pull it out and we'll at least have this to be like, well, it's unclear. And she's fading. It's not over, but it's not looking good. And thus... we'll see. The election, they're stealing it. Calls are coming from the Republican side.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham.
Another LGBTQ. Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham is out here. Yeah, he's already trying to be like, I don't know what's happening in Nevada. If the people we like are losing, that's a lie. Is basically what he said. He said, if so and so doesn't win, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the future of the right wing take on this election is going to be that. It's
oh, that's a lie.
Yeah, that was a lie. They're eventually going to come to terms with, we can't openly advocate for a authoritarian overthrow of the government. Yet. So we have to cook up a narrative where it was stolen.
Oh, well, that's a lie. I mean, how, like, that's it. Everything's becoming more and more juvenile.
Yeah.
You know, like, it went from like disinformation, fake news. Now it's like, that's a lie. I feel like we're maybe 6 to 8 months away from like 1, 2, 3, no take backs.
Right.
And you're like, what?
Did you see the Marco Rubio clip? He was like, I mean, with how much people don't like our policies, it's a wonder we ever win any elections. And then he's like, with, I mean, the mainstream media and the celebrities. But like, basically what he was describing was like, you know, democracy.
We got a shit product.
Yeah. You got a bad product.
Right.
Anyways, we'll keep an eye on it because I'm sure there's going to be, by the time, we're talking to you again on Monday afternoon, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more traction on this. Some of this stuff isn't adding up, election stuff.
Right. Well, it's like 2020 all over again, where all the focus is on Arizona and Nevada with the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like, what's taking so damn long?
Yeah. I mean, we could just have everything working like Brazil and have the answers quickly, but I think the Republicans don't like it. They don't want that. Counts.
Well, that's why they want paper ballots too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because it takes so damn long. And for all the talk of like, when we don't get results, it allows the left to fill in this narrative. It's like, you're just mad that they're beating you to the, like the narrative of like reporting that you guys are losing.
Speaking of losing, Elon Musk is losing at Twitter.
Yeah.
Very Been badly losing. Since Been he took losing. Over. So his $8 check marks.
Mm-hmm.
Were very predictably weaponized against him. People just started creating accounts for major corporations, buying the check marks, and then tweeting true shit about those corporations.
that
they would never, ever, ever want tweeted from their official account. And that was a real quick way to get that shit shut down.
Yeah. I mean, we had $8 check marks. Shout out to Subway. That's gone now. And like, yeah, some of the best ones, like you were saying, one was from at Lockheed Martini.
But bought a check.
Yeah, but got a check mark and they tweeted, "We will begin halting all weapon sales to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States until further investigation into their record of human rights abuses. Hashtag we are LM." People were like, whoa, okay. Then like Chiquita brands, like, you know, Chiquita fruit, like bananas and stuff. They said, "We are proud to announce we have successfully overthrown the Brazilian government." And then another one that was just at Chiquita that was also very much verified. We're like, "We're so sorry about that imposter account. Obviously, we haven't overthrown a government since 1954. And
like the fact that it was all true shit was so good. Yeah.
And then the big one was like the Eli Lilly one, where the Eli Lilly like account that was made to look like Eli Lilly and Company. It was at Eli Lilly and Co. tweeted, "We are excited to announce insulin is free now." And it was such a story. I think because honestly, you look at how fucked up like insulin sales are, like, and how like there's so much profiteering around something that is vital to people's lives, that it just pisses people off, because most people do feel like, yeah, what, why the fuck is America and like many other places, but America especially, have this like very, very, you know, fucked up like market for insulin because we allow the companies to do it. And so suddenly now Eli Lilly, like, they're like, "We apologize to those who have been served a misleading message from a fake Lilly account." Like, they didn't even want to say like, "Nah, motherfuckers, we're still fucking cooking that ass if you want insulin."
Right.
So yeah, it's a bit of a chaotic time out there. So I'm sure the company's been
around. Like, he just came in and did things that seemed like a bad idea at first thought, and they went bad in exactly the way that the first thought told you they were going to. It really, it just really feels like somebody just, but like a Eddie situation where they just like pulled somebody from the crowd and were like, okay, you coach the team.
Oh,
and
wow.
Instead of like being an inspiring tale of like an underdog coming and, you know, being smarter than anyone thought, they just suck at it. It's truly everything that we thought might be true about him, that like he's just coasting on a narcissistic personality disorder and like good branding, is really getting exposed as true in this case.
He's
really fucked up so dramatically, and in a way that, you know, it proves that he like believed his hype. He could have just like sat there and been like, all right, I'll own Twitter and just do what they've been doing.
I think that's why it's a valid argument to be like, how much of this is intentional?
Yeah.
I just, there's like some part though too, when I really do, it is like on Twitter, so many people who are like, hey, this is where you can find me after this. Like, if you really liked like my tweets and the information I was getting out, please find me over there. And when I look at that, I'm like, that is a really valuable thing that's missing.
Right.
And that really does have the ability to sort of like disjoint or sow chaos into certain movements or groups of people who are like beginning to organize around certain things. So that's, I'm like, there is a very big benefit to the status quo to fucking up Twitter and just letting it completely turn.
So no, that's, it's definitely like, not a good thing.
No. Right. That's why it's so fucking mind blowing. Cause you're like, I don't know. This guy is like, I'm willing to believe he's dumb as shit and just like rip through decisions with no thought, like going into it. And then part of me is also like, there's also like a really dark, effect to it completely imploding and going into the ground too. People will find a way to continue to connect, but it is I don't know. There's something about it too. I'm like,
I also don't think we need to leave yet. Like I think eventually, like if it's like selling your fucking information, all this shit, but like, you know, leaving because you object to the ownership. Like I feel like there's probably a way to stay because you object to the ownership, and like,
whatever, that's each person's decision. I'm looking because there's still people saying shit on there and I'm interested in it. So I'm listening. But I think the other people say like, it could have either gone well, could have gone terrible, or this like other fucked up option where it really does become this like weird pay for play 4chan / like gambling porn website. There have been a few people on Twitter who've been talking about like, these are probably the other ways you could monetize it, but like at the total expense of the users. And there was some interesting discussion around that. But again, however you look at it, it's a fucking disaster.
I think the only thing I'm confident in saying about the situation at this point is fuck Elon Musk thoroughly and from the bottom of my heart.
Whoa, dude.
I know. Edgelord, dog. I'm an edgelord. I've been telling you that me and my stylist have been working on that new persona and branding kern for me.
Oh, shit. Just paying somebody. Dude, I'm just trying to be like edgier. Okay. We can work with that.
Get an earring.
With an at symbol.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dangle at symbol earring. All right.
Those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.